To God be the glory. I welcome you in to the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live Podcast. We're back again, and we're so thankful, so grateful that the Lord has made a way for us to come back on and get in His presence once more. In Jesus' name, we thank God. Let me tell you, another chance. Somebody say another chance. Another opportunity. Another time to get in the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you, I'm excited. I'm so excited for how the Lord is about to move on today. I believe He's going to move in a mighty way. And as we go into the word of the Lord today, we are doing Bible talk. Somebody say Bible talk. We're doing Bible talk. And what we're going to be talking about is Psalm 27 and verse 1. So if you could go there for me, okay? And as you go there, we are going to pray. So I give you a little bit of time to get there. We're going to pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give Jesus the praise. So we're going to pray. Just set your heart, set your minds, set everything in on Jesus in this very moment. In Jesus' name, block out every distraction, everything that may hinder you from experiencing the presence of the Lord and from setting your everything on Him. In Jesus' name. In this moment, oh God, we come to worship You. We come to let You know that we thank You. Your word says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. We come to enter into Your gates, oh God, with thanksgiving, thanking You for breath in our body. Thanking You for, Father, our lungs working correctly, oh God. We thank You for our heart beating, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, of the blood running warm through our veins. We thank You, oh God, that we have activities of our limbs, oh God. Some don't even have the privilege of having activities of their limbs, oh God. So we just thank You for everything that You continually do for us and the ways that You continually make for us, oh God. The provision, oh God, we thank You for providing us with everything that we need, oh Father God. I pray, oh God, that You continually make ways for Your people. In Jesus' name, that they will lack nothing, oh God. As they fear You and as they put You first, oh God, I decree and declare that they will lack nothing in Jesus' name. So they don't have to worry. They don't have to fret, oh God. They don't have to be fearful of their future, because fear is not their future, in the name of Jesus. But You have given us hope through Your Son, Jesus Christ, that You have sent, oh God, to die for all of our sins. We thank You, oh God, for the sacrifice, oh God, for sacrificing Your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank You, oh God, that we have the opportunity to be made right with You, oh God, to be justified in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank You, God, right now for the justification by the blood of the Lamb. So we come to thank You for the blood. We thank You for the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. We thank You for the blood that came streaming down. Oh God, we thank You for paying this painful price for us, oh God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one. We thank You that You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, in the name of Jesus. So we serve a God who can certainly make ways for us, that can certainly provide us with everything that we need if we only seek Ye first the kingdom of God. So we come to do it today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Roshanda Roki Shokodobo Sete. We thank You. Haya Roshanda da 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 Basete. We thank You for Your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, just give Jesus some praise right there in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Bible says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. You got to enter into His courts with praise in the name of Jesus. You got to come before the Lord in praise and worship in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking Him for what He has done for you. In Jesus' name, don't worry about what it looks like right now in your life. Just know that God is making ways for you. His provision for you is sufficient. We give God the praise because the Bible says, hallelujah, that but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands in the presence of the Almighty God, for His presence is surely here. Hallelujah. Provision is your portion in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank Him. In Jesus' name. And as we go into this Bible talk on today, oh God, I believe that you're going to have your way and that your will is certainly going to be done. Thank you for your presence. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Have your way in this Bible talk. Deliver someone, oh God. Set someone free on today, oh Jesus. Save someone on today, oh God. Heal someone on today, oh God. Restore someone on today in Jesus' mighty name. Bless someone on today, oh God. And I decree and declare that it is so. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, because it only belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Just give Jesus some praise right there. Let me tell you, he is surely in this place. He's surely in this live, in this video, in this podcast. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. We give Jesus the praise. Hey, Pink Love Chips, God bless you. My moderator in Jesus' name. Hey, Deja, God bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, thank you for coming in. Hallelujah. God bless you. Everybody coming in on tonight. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. So did y'all turn to Psalm 27 and 1? If you did, if you're just getting here, we're doing Bible talk today. Psalm 27 and 1. Okay, if you could go there. Psalm chapter 27, verse 1. This is our series where we go into one or two verses in the Bible, and we just talk about it. In Jesus' name, we talk about what the Lord is wanting to speak to us here in Jesus' name. Yes, Psalm 27 and 1. Okay, so if we read it right here, this is what it says in Jesus' name. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I want you to say that with me today. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Jesus' name. I come to speak over you today that fear is not your future. Fear is not your future. In Jesus' name, thank you so much. God bless you. To God be all the glory. I tell you, fear is not your future. In Jesus' name. You want to know why? Because when you come to Jesus in faith and you admit that you are a sinner and you turn your life over to him, you have to know that your future is in his hands, in Jesus' name. That he has it all planned out for you, in Jesus' name. So that means whatever is to come, whatever is to happen on tomorrow, in Jesus' name, you don't got to worry about it because you know it's already worked out by the Almighty God. In Jesus' name, if he was able to save Daniel in the lion's den, in Jesus' name, if he was able to walk with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the fire. If he was able, hallelujah, to be there for Moses as he led the people out of the wilderness, you got to know that he's more than able to be there for you in Jesus' name. He's the same God right now that he was back then. So therefore, if he's the same God, he got that same power. And that is all power. He's an all-powerful God. No one has more power than him. In Jesus' name, no one can do what he does. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The only way that we get power is by his spirit that lives on the inside of us. So the power that we even receive anyway by the gift of the Holy Spirit is not our power anyway, but it's his power. In Jesus' name, you understand what I'm saying? Because it's that same spirit that was there in the beginning. It's that same spirit who is there with you now. So why should you fear? Why should you fear for your future? Why should you fear what is ahead of you when the Almighty God is with you and he lives within you? In Jesus' name. If he's your light and your salvation, whom shall you fear? Whom shall, if he's the strength of your life, whom shall you be afraid? Hallelujah. So, the Bible here, this is a Psalm of David. And it's referring to the Lord. And I thank God for his presence. It's referring to the Lord as my light. He said, the Lord is my light. Jesus is the light of the world. And what he said about us, he said, ye are the what? The light of the world. And why we are the light is because he comes and lives in us when we believe. When we believe he is who he says he is, and when we come to him in faith, he comes to literally live in us, y'all, by the Holy Spirit. Okay? It's his spirit on the inside of us. And that's why his people are able to be a light in the dark world. In Jesus' name. And then the light, hallelujah, is able to draw the darkness. Because when you think about a dark room, and then if you put a lamp in the middle of that room, in the middle of that dark room, what you gonna see? Your eyes are gonna go towards that light, right? So that means that when you are in this world, in Jesus' name, and you have God on the inside of you, that you gotta know that you are a light of the world, because the light is on the inside of you. And if you know that he is your light, you know that he is in you, then you'll be able to love like him. You'll be able to care for others like him, in Jesus' name. You'll be able to walk like him and to talk like him, because it's his power working within you. And if he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and we really believe that, then therefore, in Jesus' name, it is possible for you to become who he has called you to be. He has called you to be a light of this world, not to be fearful, in Jesus' name, not to be afraid. And don't get me wrong, sometimes we're human. Now let me go back to that part, because we will get frightened at things. Sometimes things will scare us, you know, we'll jump up and things of that sort if something is unexpected. But let me tell you something about fear when it is over, in Jesus' name, when it's doing something that is over, how can I put it, over the will of God, when it is overriding your faith, okay? When you start to get fearful of what is to come, you start to get fearful of if the Lord is going to come get you, or if heaven is real, or if God is real, in Jesus' name, the enemy comes to deceive you and to put that fear in you. But when that fear tries to creep up in you, you got to know how to speak this over your life. Psalm 27:1. You say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You tell that devil, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You speak this over your life. Because when you speak it, and if you believe it in Jesus' name, then it will come to pass. And it will start working in you to the point where that is who you become. You become confident in the God that lives on the inside of you. You become confident in his word and his promises. So therefore, you have hope. Because this is when that hope starts to come in. Okay? The hope starts to come in. Because you believe by faith. That's faith. That no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you're still decreeing and declaring that God is your light and your salvation. In Jesus' name. So we give Jesus the praise for it being so. Let's talk about the salvation part. And we just said, we talked about hope, right? So when we were joined into God's kingdom, into his, and let me say, because we're not in the kingdom yet, but when we were joined into God's family, in Jesus' name, we became his children. We became joined with Christ, because when we're joined with Christ, therefore we become connected to God. All right. So it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 17 through verse 18, I'm going to give you other scripture too. It says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Okay, knowing that we suffer, that we go through things in Jesus' name, because he suffered, because he went on that cross and suffered a painful death. He suffered people talking about him. He suffered that because he was a light in a dark world in Jesus' name. So therefore, if you have the light of this in Jesus' name of this world, in this dark world, and you're in this dark world, you're not of this dark world, but you have that light on the inside of you, then that means in Jesus' name that we are going to suffer for his sake, that they're going to talk about you in Jesus' name, that the enemy is going to try to put that fear in you and try to turn you away from God and try to make you think that God is not with you. But really, he's right there close by. Even when you feel like he's not there, that's when he is the closest in Jesus' name. Now, all he wants you to do is believe by faith and to come in him and to come to him and let him know what's going on in Jesus' name. Cry out to him. And then that fear will have to break, because fear is not your future. When you put your faith in Jesus, fear cannot be your future. Hallelujah. We thank God for it being so. Because this is why. This is why. Verse 18 says in Romans chapter 8, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy. Are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's a glory that shall be revealed in us. The glory of God shall be revealed in you in Jesus' name. As you keep on pressing, as you keep on staying faithful in Jesus' name, and not fearful, but staying faithful and hopeful and expecting the Lord to do what he said he's going to do in your life in Jesus' name. Therefore, the sufferings that you are suffering right now, you can say, for I reckon, you can say just like Paul, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And y'all want to know what that glory is? Salvation. Because the Lord is my light and what? My salvation. So, if God said we will be saved, then we will be saved. And that settles it. No devil in hell can turn that around, because this is the plan of God. This is the will of God, because it says it in his word, in Jesus' name. And whatever he said in his word, whatever his word says, is the truth. I believe it by faith in Jesus' name. And now you just got to believe it. You got to believe what's been spoken over you. His word has been spoken over you. Jesus spoke over you. God spoke over you in Jesus' name. Listen at this. Even when we was in our sin, he still spoke over us. Even when we were rebelling against God, and our first parents, Adam and Eve, they rebelled against God, he still spoke over us. He still had a plan for us. He knew what was going to happen before it even happened in Jesus' name, because he had a plan for us, and that is for us to be saved by his son, by grace. That's the grace of God. That's the love of God, sending his son in Jesus' name. And it was him in human form. He was fully God and fully human. Okay? So that we, as in this flesh, can do the will of the Father to suffer here for his sake in Jesus' name, that he may be glorified in us. Hallelujah. So now, yes, we go through things. When you get saved, it's not going to be perfect. It even says it's going to be hard. But we have hope, people of God. We have hope. We don't have fear. It even says, let's go to 2 Timothy 1 and 7 now. Okay? 2 Timothy 1 and 7. The reason we don't have fear is because we have hope. We have hope in Jesus' name that Jesus is going to do what he said he's going to do in us, that this glory is going to be revealed in us in Jesus' name. It's the glory of God. The glory of God is going to be revealed, that one day everybody is going to see. They're going to see Jesus. They're going to see who was really his children, who was really serving him, who was really lifting his name high. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And even who maybe have came to him even at a later date. In Jesus' name. Even at right before he's going to come back. We don't know when he's going to come, people of God. But just saying that it's not too late. You know, it's not too late. You can come to Jesus right now in this very moment. Because he's still with you. He's still for you. Salvation is still available. Okay? So therefore, don't let nobody tell you that it's too late, that your life is too messed up for you to come to Jesus. That ain't nothing but the enemy. Salvation is for everyone. So therefore, knowing that, Jesus can take that fear right out, because perfect love casts out fear. Okay? When he comes in, that fear of that you have for your future. I'm sorry. That fear that you have about your future will turn into hope in Jesus' name. So 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We'll read that one more time. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power and of what? Love and of what? A sound mind. We give Jesus the praise, the glory, and the honor. So, fear is not your future, because Jesus has spoken over you. Our Father has spoken over us. So we have hope. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If you know where your strength comes from, if you know who's the source of your strength, then you can continue to run on. You can endure anything that comes your way. Because like we said, when the Holy Spirit comes in and even starts to work through us, when we start to do what Jesus did in Jesus' name, which is share the gospel, and some people even have the gift of healing and all these gifts that everyone has, the gift of prophecy in Jesus' name, all these gifts that have been given unto maybe these pastors or bishops or anybody, y'all know what I mean. They have been given this. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is working in them. It's the Spirit of God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Hallelujah. It's not their own strength, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you got that strength, when you got that power, just know this, people of God, you can continue to run on. You don't got to be afraid. Whom shall you be afraid of? What can man do to you? What can the devil do to you? In Jesus' name. Jesus won't let it happen. All right? So I encourage you to continue to look towards the source of your strength. Continue to draw strength from Jesus. Not lusting for it, but instead really seeking him and letting him strengthen you. Okay? Because we all need strength. We all need endurance. We all need it. In Jesus' name, we have to endure. Matthew 24 and 13 says, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So keep on pressing. Keep on enduring. And knowing that the trying of your faith, that's what it produces, is endurance. So that you can make it. So the things you go through, I encourage you to count it all joy. Even when you're going through, just lift your hands and say, God, I thank you anyway. I thank you, God, and really mean it with sincerity. God, I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, you may be experiencing some things that you ain't even told nobody about. But when you can still praise God and still give him the thanks, that's when you open the door to his presence. In Jesus' name, you open the door for him to come into your situation and bring you through. Hallelujah. Perfect love casts out fear. And fear is not your future. I speak it over you. Somebody say, fear is not my future. In Jesus' name. Okay? And on the flip side, I want you to see this right here. Revelation chapter 21, because I got to tell you the truth. Revelation chapter 21, verse, in Jesus' name, 8, says this. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, it says what? But the fearful. But the fearful. So that's why we don't want to be fearful. We want to be faithful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But when you fear about your future, then that stops you from being faithful in the present. Hallelujah. It's about being faithful in the present. And then that hope will come for your future. As you be faithful in the present, then Jesus will give you that hope for the future. Because he is your hope. Salvation is your hope. Deliverance is your hope. Freedom is your hope. Joy. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. So remember this. That your future is not. Say, can I repeat that? He said, can I repeat that? In Jesus' name. I was saying that fear is not your future, but salvation is your future. Joy is your future. Peace is your future. Love is your future. Everything that Jesus has promised you in his word is your future. But fear is not your future. All right. So continue to endure. Continue to be faithful and not fearful. Now the flip side, Revelation chapter 21, verse 7 says this, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Okay? God bless you too, brother. In Jesus' name. So, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you're going through, I encourage you to count it all joy. And know that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in the children of God. So I give Jesus the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. He is moving mightily. And I believe that he wanted to let somebody know today that fear is not your future, but your future is in him. Okay? Salvation is your future in Jesus' name. So we're going to pray. And as we pray, I want you people of God to just remember this. If you don't remember nothing from this Bible talk today, remember that fear is not your future. Okay. We're going before the presence of the Lord today. We come before his presence in reverence. We come in thankfulness. We come in gratefulness that we have another opportunity to come and another opportunity to lift his name high. In Jesus' name, Father God, we come today to just say thank you. Thank you for what you've done in this Bible talk, oh God, how you have spoken so mightily. We thank you that fear is not our future in Jesus' name. But we thank you that joy is our future, Father. That even though weeping may endure for a night, that joy comes in the morning. So God, we don't have to worry about what tomorrow may hold. We can know that our joy will come in the morning in Jesus' name. And this joy is joy that the world cannot take away. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that in Jesus' name, you hold all power and all authority, and that the devil does not have any power over you. So whatever he speaks to us, whatever he tries to do to us, whatever he tries to say to us, oh God, we know that we can cast it down to the pits of hell in Jesus' name, because, oh God, you have spoken over us. You have let us know, oh God, that he that overcometh in Jesus' name shall inherit all things. In Jesus' name, you let us know that we shall be saved, and there's a glory that shall be revealed in us in the mighty name of Jesus, and that you are our light and our salvation. So whom shall we fear in Jesus' name? name, for you are the strength of our life. So of whom shall we be afraid? In Jesus' name. So God, I thank you for encouraging your people today. Oh God, let them know that fear is not their future, but their future is in your hands. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That you are with them. And that you are for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you are for them. And you are with them. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. I pray you continue to have your way in their lives. And let your will be done. I pray you bless them with a special blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. To God be all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Yes, if you missed this Bible study, it will be on YouTube right after this. Lord's will, it'll be premiering at 8 p.m. And we give Jesus the praise for what he has done on today. For he has moved in a mighty way in this Bible. It's Bible talk. Bible talk. That's what we call it. Call it Bible talk. Okay? Bible talk. Awesome. Awesome move of God. I love you all, people of God. And I thank you for being here, for deciding to tune in to the Just a Vessel Praying Bible Study Live podcast. In Jesus' name, you could have been anywhere else. The Lord has brought you here. And I thank God for you. Thank you for all the support and all the encouragement. In Jesus' name, I really appreciate it. And I really thank God for you all. I want you to know today that I love you, that God loves you. And until next time, okay, Lord's will be back on a Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In Jesus' name. Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back on TikTok at that time. Lord's will, we may be a little late, but we shouldn't be too late. But we'll see as the Lord leads. All right. And then 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube that day as well. All right. God bless you. I love you. And I appreciate you. May the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, and everything connected to you. All right. God bless you, give or take, in Jesus' name, yes. All right, y'all have a perfect night. Not a good night, a perfect night, in Jesus' name.